Much of the ground in western Wisconsin is experiencing a condition known as concrete frost. The region entered winter with dry soil from the drought. Then late rain and snow has created a condition where the topsoil is locked with ice. Mike Walvert is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says the concrete frost won't allow snow to seep through the ground, which could help alleviate drought conditions.
There will be a little bit of assistance to the top, say 6-7 inches of soil, you know, the top soils, but really the deep down soil moisture that's really, quite dry right now and really impacted by the drought conditions all through last summer, that's really not going to be affected by this because of the way the frost is. It's just not going to allow that water to soak down in.
Walvert says drought conditions will also be affected by how rapidly the temperature warms up and melts the snow.
If it melts really quickly and runs off, then it's not going to help our drought any. But if it does, you know, if we have a slow, gradual melt and some of that moisture still hangs around here, and then maybe it'll have a chance to soak into the soil.
Walvert says the fast melt also means a higher risk of flooding. According to the National Weather Service report, there may be minor flooding on the Mississippi River this spring, but its tributary streams and creeks will most likely experience some flooding. With rain and snow predicted this weekend, the threat of flooding could go up. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.